Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Hey guys, it's Misty. This is Lattes and Legends. Hey, it's been a long time. I took a little break because things are a little crazy, and that's okay. So, yeah, I'm quarantining again. Don't get me started. I am not sick. I am having a vanilla latte and enjoying now my third week off of work. It's great. It's super. I've been doing just taking it easy. I've been focused on my store, which has been super slammed, which if you want some Christmas goodies or holiday goodies, Kwanzaa, I know Hanukkah's over. If you want any of those things, you can look me up. It's passionflowerbeauty.com. And look, I just paid myself for this ad. So I decided that I would do some holiday urban legends. I very much dislike the holidays. I am probably the epitome of a Scrooge or a Grinch or whatever you want to call it. I hate Christmas music. I just don't understand the big deal. I guess I don't have children, so I don't have to do that, which is good. It's probably one of the reasons I don't have children. I just don't like Christmas. I don't. I have some past things attached to holidays, and I think that could also be the reason, so I won't get into that, but just remember, not everybody likes Christmas. So some stuff we're going to talk about today. Well, first off, I've been totally diving into HBO Max, and I've been watching Murder on Middle Beach, I'll Be Gone in the Dark, all of these things I've heard about on other podcasts, and now I can watch them. It's amazing. Also, I've been listening to a podcast called Something Was Wrong. It's really good if you're really into traumatic experiences and hearing it from that person's point of view. I've been listening to Red Collar. I've been listening to About a Girl, which I love. If you like Disgraceland, you'll love About a Girl. And what else? There's one called Let's Not Meet, which is scaring the pants off of me, which I will listen to after I record this podcast. So I will be updating Instagram and Facebook. This week I should be updating my website. I've got the time. Just my office has the shittiest Wi-Fi, so I'm trying to get that fixed this week. So we'll see. Who knows? Well, you just don't know. And because it is the giving season, I wanted to throw this out there. I will put this on Facebook and Instagram. However, if you would like to give me a 5-star review or a 4-star review, just not a 1, 2, or 3-star review, I will send you a sticker and a coffee mug. That's right, a sticker and a coffee mug as my gift to you. So I'm on Apple and you can leave a review there. I will put this up on Facebook and Instagram and Twitter. So if you want to leave me a review and then email the screenshot to lattesandlegends@gmail.com with your address, I will send a sticker and a coffee mug to you. They will not get there anytime soon because the post office is in the weeds, to say the least. I've been lucky. I've only had one person that I'm still waiting for her package to get to her. She ordered it on November 28th, and it still hasn't gotten to her. It's still tracking. So, you know, I hope I don't have to file that claim, because it's another, like, month and a half that I won't hear from the post office. So it's fucking ridiculous. Anyway, get your reviews in and you get your gifts. All right, so we're going to talk about today, holiday urban legends. All right, so sources for today's episode come from bustle.com, rd.com, Mental Floss, urbanlegendsonline.com, which I didn't know that website existed, but it's amazing, huffingtonpost.ca, vix.com, bloodydisgusting.com, theriches.com, nature.com, noradsanta.org, arcadiapublishing.com, smithsonianmag.com. Yeah. Shout out to Arcadia Publishing, because that's where I got my first book published. You should check it out if you like cemeteries. All right. So this one, the first one, I got a little, what's the word? A little cheesy, because as you know, Santa is coming and he is excited to bring your children toys and wear his mask and spread good cheer. So I'm going to talk about the NORAD Santa tracker. I just remember watching this as a child and being like, this is kind of ridiculous. And you know what? If it makes your kids happy, so be it. So every year, millions of children from all over the world will watch the NORAD Santa tracker on Christmas Eve to see where their Santa will land next. So there are stories about how this all came to be. One story says it was a mistaken phone call. Another said it was a marketing scheme. But no one has really, you know, said this is the real reason. So the mystery of when Santa will arrive came about, came about in 1955. The Continental Air Defense Command, or CONAD, was watching the skies from their base in Colorado when they received a phone call from the red phone. A ring from the phone was very alarming because it meant a CONAD commander or the Pentagon was calling, and it wasn't really the best of news. So the Air Force Colonel Harry Shoup answered the call, and a little girl said to him, "Are you really Santa Claus?" Sorry, I had to sip my latte. Shoup was surprised and confused, but he played along. So he told the little girl that he was Santa, and he asked her if she'd been a good girl that year. She told him that she would leave some snacks out for him and his reindeer, and she kept reading off her Christmas list. He listened very intently. He thanked the girl for being so kind, and then she asked, "How does Santa get to all the kids' houses in one night?" He answered, saying that it was the magic of Christmas. Then he told the girl that she should go to bed because he would arrive very soon. What he didn't realize was when the call ended, the little girl said that she was the first one that Santa would visit. Children kept calling the station. Apparently it was a typo in the newspaper that was telling kids to call Santa. So the advertisement was sponsored by Sears Roebuck, and it read, "Hey kiddies, call me on my private phone and I will talk to you personally anytime, day or night." However, when they ran the ad, someone screwed up the digit by one number. That's really funny. All right, so then Shoop was like, we've got to keep this going. So he selected a few of his men to play Santa for the night, and they answered all of these calls from kids, and they gave them Santa's new location. So after this night, NORAD became the yearly tracking for Santa. But what's really funny about the CONAD story is it's not true. So the real story of Santa started as an effort to basically ease the fear during World War II. So Eisenhower ordered for a press release to give Christmas guidance to war correspondents all over the world. The release reported that a new North Pole command had been formed with Santa Claus, and Santa Claus would be in charge of all the operations, and he would have a small army of gnomes. They suppressed the location specifics, claiming that Santa's methods of visiting the home of every child in the world in a single night was accomplished through very secret devices and special scientific techniques. So, hold on, sip of latte. The message's purpose was to basically promote positivity during the time of war. And it was a hit. So, in 1955, that is when all of these events during the war combined and everyone was like, we need to do something. And so on November 30th, 1955, when Shoup was manning those calls, he decided that he would start turning CONAD into NORAD. So this is when he developed the tracking device, quote unquote, for Santa. So now on Christmas Eve, these children can log into the NORAD Santa tracker and they can actually see a map. There's little presents that dot the locations and they show where Santa is. There's also some like animated clips that get thrown in there. You can see the Statue of Liberty, the Egyptian pyramids, Eiffel Tower, all that good stuff. So every year, what's crazy is that website gets about 20 million visitors from 200 countries. Crazy, right? So there's NORAD volunteers, and there's about 140,000 of them, and they call, or they take the calls from children all over the world. And now that they're social media, you can track Santa on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, what have you, and you just find the handle NORAD Santa. All right, so that's a cute, fun little urban legend. The next one is a little bit more gruesome, because why would I do a show about urban legends and not have some guts and gore? Yeah, I know. So this one is about Santa getting stuck. It involves a family who find themselves unable to celebrate together on Christmas due to the fact that their dad has been sent out of town for a business trip. Oh, but guess what? The business trip was just a joke. Dad is actually planning on dressing up as Santa, climbing down the chimney, and surprising his family. He thinks it'll be a great way to celebrate. It'll be hilarious and fun. But, okay, how does one get down the chimney? So during his struggle down the chimney, he gets stuck and he dies of asphyxiation. And when the family goes to light the Yule log on Christmas Eve, they smell, a very strange smell. And they discover Daddy Dearest. So is this true? No. Mostly not true. People have gotten stuck in chimneys before. None of them were really pretending to be Santa. And this is just an old urban legend of the sad death on Christmas. However, if you are thinking of going down your chimney, I would say absolutely don't do that, because that would be really dumb. There are people that are trained to clean chimneys and go up and down them, and you are not one of them if you're listening to this show. I doubt it. If you are trained to go up and down a chimney, please tell me. Tell me all your fun stories. I would love to hear that. Don't do that. Don't be that stupid. There are stories of burglars attempting to break into homes via the chimney, and there was one in particular that was in Fresno, California, that this burglar tried to break into this really nice home, tried to go down the chimney and got stuck. And then the homeowner lit a fire about a week later. And well, you know what that's all about, huh? Yeah, I don't know. Pretty dumb. So, yeah. That's all I have for today. I wanted to make this short and sweet because I am lacking motivation. And yeah, but I will get another podcast up this week. I promise I will not be lazy. I'll probably do it on Christmas because everyone else will be doing stuff and I will be at my office making soap. So like I said, if you would like to leave me a 4 or 5 star review on Apple, please do. Take the screenshot, send it to me via email, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. Maybe not Twitter, I don't check it so much. And I will send you a sticker and a coffee mug. The sticker and coffee mug do say Lattes and Legends and have my logo on it. So guys, it has been great doing these 2 Christmas Urban Legends. And I hope you guys have a great holiday, whatever you're celebrating. I'm celebrating quarantine. So make today awesome and go track Santa for me. Okay, goodbye.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers. With rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.